Michael Ferraro. He's a doctoral candidate at UNSW Medicine and Neuro Australia and is managing the MEMOIR trial, a government-funded clinical trial for complex regional pain syndrome, or it's better known as CRPS. Michael, welcome to The Daily.
Thanks very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Look, tell us about what exactly CRPS is and how does it show up in people?
Yeah, so CRPS is a debilitating pain condition that usually occurs in a limb. And this often happens after something like a fracture or surgery or even trauma. And it's characterized by really extreme burning, stinging or stabbing pain. And it's often difficult to predict or to control. Mm-hmm. And it normally manifests as really reddened limb with severe swelling, sweating changes, even changes to things like nail and hair growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how does it affect people's day-to-day life? Like, what are the disadvantages besides what you've just mentioned, but it causes patients? It's quite debilitating from what I understand.
Yeah, it really is. It's often referred to as the most painful condition known. So people with CRPS have great difficulty using their affected limb. And their ability to kind of work or engage in any social activities is severely restricted.
Right, okay. And now from what I understand, there's no cure for it either. So historically, what's been done to treat CRPS in contrast to what the MEMOIR trial is doing right now?
Yeah, so in the past, lots of different treatments have been trialled. Unfortunately, there are no treatments that are supported by high-quality evidence. Because of the extreme pain and disability associated with CRPS, people are often driven to seek really quite radical treatments. And these might be things like what's called the ketamine coma, mm-hmm. where they're taken as an inpatient and given a drug called ketamine mm-hmm. intravenously for 5 to 7 days. Or people even seek surgical treatments such as amputation. But we know that these treatments have really limited efficacy and they can often accelerate spread of symptoms to other parts of the body.
So what kind of treatment will the trial utilise?
So we are testing two brain-directed treatments. Now, part of our research team, some of our members have done work in this space, so we're investigating the use of a drug. And this drug is used for a number of different conditions that it really aims to reduce some of the excitability of the nervous system. So we've done some pilot work in this space and we found quite promising effects for this drug. And the other treatment that we're testing is a physical rehabilitation program, but it's a little bit different to many rehab programs in that it targets the changes that happen in the brain as a result of CRPS mm-hmm. instead of the changes that happen at the periphery.
Mm. Are there any side effects to the treatment, can I ask?
So we don't know. With most medical drugs, there are some side effects that are associated with taking this drug. We don't know how accurate this data is, though, and this is something that we'll find out during our trial.
Right. Well, look, Michael, thanks so much for joining us this morning on The Daily. Just before you go, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about the MEMOIR trial?
Just that anyone who has CRPS or if you know anyone else that might have this condition, you can direct them to our trial website for more information. And that website address is www.neura.edu.au/MEMOIR.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll include that in the show notes as well. Thank you so much, Michael, for coming on the show and speaking about CRPS, which I think you've educated many of us and, really helped to increase awareness. And hopefully that'll lead to more research. You can find more information on the MEMOIR trial for CRPS treatment on the 2SER website, as well as on neura.edu.au/MEMOIR.